All right, we're here with singer-songwriter Hannah Bell of Red Lick, Mississippi, if I got that right.
Hopefully. You did, yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Okay, well, like you said, I'm Hannah Bell. I'm from Red Lick, where nobody knows where that is, but it's a small place in Mississippi near Natchez. I've been singing since I was about 3 years old. Always had a stage to perform on since my dad's a Baptist preacher, and you always had people to clap for you and sing along with. And so I started performing at a young age. Started writing songs, I guess, when I was in college, actually. I had always wanted to write songs, but I just never really could until I was blessed with that ability. And told my parents at a young age I wanted to be a singer, and they supported me from there on, and we've made great strides since then.
Okay. Are you working in any new projects right now, any new music?
I am writing for a new album, but the first and foremost thing is we're doing a Christmas album.
We'll be
recording in July, and I'm doing it at my dad's studio, so it's going to be really unplugged, and just we're going to have piano, guitar, and that's really it, and probably a cajon as well. Yeah. So I'm trying to pick out my favorite Christmas songs right now, and even dabbling in writing one. I don't know how that'll turn out there.
Cool. It's got to be hard to do this time of year in the summertime. I was listening to the Durango stage earlier on 6:50 a.m. And I think it was T. Graham Brown was on there, and he was talking about doing a country album that he's working on, or a Christmas album that he's working on right now. So
you just got to turn the air conditioner, turn the air conditioner way up, and put a Christmas tree in the corner, and you'll do all right.
There you go. All right. How would you best describe your style of music as far as how it sounds?
My first album was a little more traditional, and this time it's a little bit more contemporary, but if I had one thing that I said about my music, I don't necessarily think it would be the style, but it would be what kind of music it is, and it's real music.
Okay.
It's stuff that people can relate to, and it's stuff that people are going to hear, and it's probably going to have a message behind it as well. And so it would be contemporary style country, but it's going to tell you a story, and it's going to be real.
Okay. It's the best kind of music right there.
That's it right there.
Okay. What is the ultimate goal you hope to achieve in your music career? Like, what's your dream of attaining?
I would have, in the past, I would have answered, I want to be CMA, Entertainer of the Year, female vocalist, whatever. But I've kind of realized that's not what it's all about to me. It's really about reaching people and making people feel good. And if I can change somebody's life or touch somebody with one of my songs, that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And I don't care how big I am or how famous or whatever I am to do that.
Right.
It's really about touching that one person who needs to hear maybe a positive message or needs to relate with that song. That's what it's all about to me.
Right. Okay. What has been the biggest wow moment of your career so far?
Biggest wow moment, I guess, was the very first time I ever heard my song on the radio, and that's one thing that I'll hold in my heart forever. I was in Kentucky, I think, when I heard it, and it was on a station that I hadn't even been to at all, and they just picked it up on their own, and I was just listening to the radio, and then there comes my song, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's my song.
That's cool.
In recent moments, my hometown radio station started playing my music, that was really cool.
It's really nice.
A big 100,000 watt station that reports to Music Row, all this kind of stuff, and so it was neat to hear the station you grew up listening to play your song.
That's rare and hard to find.
It is.
Even for a station of that size to support a local artist.
Oh, yeah.
An independent artist.
Yep.
Okay. Outside of music, what is something that you're really passionate about?
Teaching. That's my job. I'm a teacher.
Okay.
I teach fourth and fifth grade, and this year I'll be doing third grade well. And so teaching and kids. I love kids. Mm. I love to just see them happy, and being able to teach and sing and get the best of both worlds there.
Is that in Nashville here or back in Mississippi?
Nope, it's back in, actually, Louisiana.
I live
in Mississippi, but I teach in Louisiana.
Okay. What is the number one item on your bucket list outside of music?
Oh, that's a tough one. You know, I guess it's to visit a few landmarks. I've never really been to anywhere like the Grand Canyon or Mount Rushmore or any place like that, and I would really like to be able to go and visit and see history sites, Gettysburg, things of that sort. That stuff's so neat to me. I'm a history buff and would love to be able to go and visit and see all those places, and then I'd like to scuba dive. I've never scuba dived before,
really?
So I think that'd be fun.
With or without the sharks? And
you might have to put me in one of those cages.
Okay. right. What's your favorite charity to support?
St. Jude's. I recently auctioned off a guitar at the last big show that I had. Mm-hmm. It was signed by Reba McEntire, Vince Gill, wow. Randy Houser, Amy Grant, and myself. And we sold tickets for $1. And you could buy as many as you wanted to. And we donated all the money to St. Jude's. And then close to home, there's a little children's hospital that's Blairy Batson. And I love them as well. And I also like to do the Wounded Warrior Project.
Okay.
I've done a lot of things with them. And I feel like that's a good charity, even though it's really not a charity, but it's a good way to thank our veterans.
Yeah.
Yeah, for what they've done.
Okay. What would you say are your biggest strengths and weaknesses as an artist?
I'm a good talker. That's a strength. I can talk to pretty much anybody.
Yeah.
And I'm comfortable on stage. Okay. I think that's a big strength. A weakness, I'm not the best at the guitar. I'm getting better. I can play chords, but as far mm-hmm. as picking goes or anything like that, I could definitely improve on my guitar playing skills.
Okay. What advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
I would tell them that it's more than just the glitz and glam. It's about the hard work that goes underneath it. It's about writing. It's about socializing. It's about social media. It's about performing. Yeah. You can't get on stage and just be a good singer. You have to get on stage and you have to be an entertainer. You have to have songs that mean a lot to you to perform, because otherwise you're just sending a blank message out there.
Right.
So strive to be unique and authentic, because that's going to take you further.
Okay. And lastly, is there anything else you'd like our readers to know about you or your music? Just kind of an open-ended, wherever you want to. The floor is yours.
Oh, well, you know, I love to write songs, and I love to perform my songs. And as I said earlier, I just like to be real with people.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing that I could get out of my music, it's that people felt the authenticity and the stories. Because at one point in time, I was going through that, or I was witnessing someone else go through that.
Yeah.
And it helped me to be able to write those songs and to be able to sing them. And now I can look back and say, oh, I went through that, and now I'm here. And I'm hoping that people might can relate with that. And, of course, Facebook, social media, all that kind of stuff.
Yes, where can fans interact with you and find out more about you?
Well, I have a website, of course, hannah-bell.com. And if you go there, it can link you to my Facebook and my Twitter and my Instagram and YouTube. But if you just search for Hannah Bell, you'll find me. And it's me. It's not somebody doing my social media for me. So if they're going to write on the wall or send me a message, it's going to be me answering them back.
Okay. Very good.
Thanks for having me.